with defensive tackle Alex Turner of East Carolina at the American Athletic Conference football media kickoff in Newport, Rhode Island. And Alex, this is your second trip, I believe, to Newport for the clam bake and all the excitement. And talk a little bit about what makes this year different. Obviously, there have been some changes in the program, and you say you're excited going into your senior season.
Yeah, definitely. There's kind of just a change in mindset when Coach Houston took reins of the program, and it's interesting to see the kind of the trickle down effect to the younger guys and the guys on our team, and kind of the just the discipline and the intensity. When Coach Mike Houston walks into a room, you can really feel it and just know that he's a serious guy and he's about winning championships, and that's what we're trying to do in this league. And this year we're trying to win out and trying to go to a bowl game and win that too. And it's exciting being here.
In addition to the change in the mindset, talk a little bit about the 4-2-5 defense, because that's something new too, I believe.
It's kind of different. I mean, in a way, you can only play defense in so many different ways and so many different personnel groups, but it doesn't change that much for me per se. But it's interesting, though. I definitely like the mindset that Coach, our new defensive coordinator, Coach Stratus, came in with it. And he's an older guy. He has a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge about the game of football. And I'm excited to learn from him. And then my defensive line coach, Coach Hansen, is a really technical guy. I mean, like down to every single bit of just like your stance and your hand fundamentals and everything like that. He's just a great technical coach.
Talk a little bit about the emotion after the final game last season. The program was kind of in a state of disarray, a 58-3 loss to a rival, and just talk about where the program has come to this point emotionally from that setback.
The thing that you kind of learn the most, and kind of the blessing in disguise, is that we grew so much as a team. And you know, it's the people that you struggle with and that you go through hardships with is where you really grow and grow those good bonds with. You don't get to have those many opportunities to grow with guys and work hard, and just kind of the grind that you go through to kind of build back the program after having lost Scotty Montgomery. And you kind of just learn to stick together as brothers, and just kind of that brotherhood. You don't have that with other guys. And it was, right now we're strong and we're excited for the season.
And, you know, the way the schedule works out, you open the season same place, same opponent. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's an interesting it's funny how it's worked out, how our last game last year and it was Scotty Montgomery, and this game, first game, is NC State with Coach Mike Houston. But we're just really excited for it, to be honest. It's like a second chance to turn the program around, and we're really excited for this game. And I mean, come August, like, it's gonna be a great game. Excited.
The defensive front, personnel wise, talk a little bit about that going into preseason camp.
We're really excited about our defensive front this year. We got me at nose tackle. We have Jalen Price at defensive tackle, and then we have Michael Swift at end, and then we have Chance Purvis at the other end. We also have Kendall Futrell, who's going to be stepping up and make plays like he did last year, so that'll be interesting. And then we'll have Shannon Hicks in the mix coming in for our ends also. We have a couple of young guys under the defensive tackle that we lost, Raekwon Purvis, but it'll be interesting to see these young guys like D'Angelo McKinney, and we got a new JUCO guy coming in, Hosey, and it's going to be real exciting to see how it all plays out.
And you were telling me that you feel like the work in the weight room in the off season has been productive under the new coaching staff for strength and conditioning.
Definitely. I think it's been productive. Our guys know how to work really hard, and it's been really interesting to see Coach Big John's different mentality when it comes to lifting, and also kind of just recovery in general. That's also another step a lot of players and student-athletes don't take as much time as they need to recover, and it's just really nice to really get in there and work hard. And we've been running a lot and lifting a lot, so we're getting bigger, stronger, and faster.
Very good. Alex, thank you so much for your time. Best wishes for the 2019 season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.